producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind from the studios of 550 K Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, and AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Dilworth, USA, KTGO in Tioga, AM 1090 KTGO, as well as KLTC in Dickinson. Glad to have you along on the program today. Another hour brought to you this hour by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about them at secureenergyfuture.org. It is important. Power you can depend on. Think about it. That light switch goes up, the light comes on, right? What if it doesn't? What could cause it to not come on? What could hamper the reliability? Onerous regulation would be one. Clean power plan from the EPA right now, prime example of that and what they are targeting for North Dakota to have in the way of reductions in CO2 in a time frame that's simply unattainable but will cost you a lot of money and make the grid less reliable. So we're all about power you can depend on for families and businesses in North Dakota and Minnesota, for the jobs as well. Find out more at secureenergyfuture.org. All right, this weekend we were informed by a parent of a Shiloh family that an email was making its way around saying that due to the North Dakota High School Activities Association rules, we, meaning in this case the Shiloh parent, are not allowed to pray before the football game on Saturday. Instead, all parents and fans were invited to gather around the flag court at the athletic complex at 1 for a time of prayer. When I got this, I thought, well, wait a minute here. Now, I've been to many a Shanley game, and they have the chaplain on the public address before the game. What's going to happen there? Same thing. And this is okay during the regular season, but not okay during the postseason. Why? That was my question. So we reached out to the North Dakota High School Activities Association and did get an explanation for it. Matt Fetch is the executive director of the North Dakota High School Activities Association. He joins us now to talk about it. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for joining us today on the program. A lot of our listeners obviously concerned about this. A lot of social media buzz about it Friday on about it. We did get a response saying, I know that it's not the rule of the North Dakota High School Activities Association, but really it is, right? Because it's saying we're going to do it differently in the postseason than we do in the regular season because we're concerned about a Supreme Court ruling. So, just explain the process for us, would you? I mean, do you go to the schools and say, no, I know you do that during the regular season, but you can't during the postseason, or how do you communicate that?
Well, to be clear, that North Dakota High School Activities Association, we do not have policy that specifically prohibits prayer at athletic contests. We are our organization is somewhat unique, but we're recognized in our state as a public entity, and therefore we adhere to state and federal law for any events we sponsor, which includes postseason events. So in other sports, that's primarily your region and state tournaments. In football, it's football playoff games. During the regular season, member schools administer contests and so on. It's just different in the postseason where we're the ones hosting the event. Football, again, just happens to be at the, a lot of cases, site of the higher seed or one of the home teams. The Supreme Court piece of it, in 2000, there was a case that said the Constitution prohibits the use of prayer over a public address system at public school-sponsored events. And, again, this is for public schools. Our association is recognized a public entity, so we follow the same rules, so to speak, as the public schools would. And again, during the regular season, it's the prerogative of if it's a non-public host school, it's up to them to determine whether prayers delivered over the PA system prior to a game.
So in the postseason, your edict to the schools are don't do this?
Yeah, it's no different. And we're talking about the PA system. It's no different than it's been the past 15 years with really zero incident. Mainly the question we get is typically the athletic director, whoever's managing that playoff game for our association, will call and double check that they're not able to do that over the PA. And that's really all we're involved with it.
Right, but in other words, you're saying to these host schools, you can't do this. This is, in other words, I guess what I'm asking is if Shiloh or St. Mary's or Shanley said, we're going to do this, what would happen?
Well, it'd be a violation of federal law, and if there was litigation involved, I guess we would be the ones involved since we're the ones sponsoring that playoff game.
Because a lot of the sentiment I'm hearing from people is that, you know, again, who's going to challenge us? Would you, you know, who?
Yeah,
would,
I can't answer that.
So I guess other folks say, well, then don't worry about it. Worry about it if you get a challenge.
Like, yeah, and like I said, irregardless of, you know, what I think, like we adhere to state and federal law, and no different than any other state in terms of this type of situation.
So, again, when you say federal law, what's the law?
There was it's the First Amendment, the Establishment Clause, and question whether that applied to prayer over PA system at athletic events. And the Supreme Court has said you can look the case up, but it references that it's not covered under the Establishment Clause.
All right, so that was challenged one time. It's not somewhere in law that says you can't do this, but you're saying it is the subject of a particular case at some point. So
right.
Someone would have to say, hey, what you're doing has been challenged in court before, or file a whole new court. So it's not exactly black and white in that you can't do that. Not to mention, you're saying that what the challenge was is prayer at a public school event. These are happening at private schools. So now we have a different nuance to the Supreme Court decision, don't we?
Correct. Yeah, during the regular season and a postseason event, again, as I mentioned, sponsored by our organization, which is recognized as a public entity, and again, I know how it is confusing with football just being different than typically other sports where there's one tournament host that all the teams come to. It's no different than at the Bismarck Civic Center at state basketball or any other event that we sponsor.
Yeah, I hear you there because you just don't normally do it there, right? And
and
public schools don't do it either, but private schools do. And when they're hosting in the playoffs and it's not okay, but it is in the regular season, it has people scratching their head. You can see why that would be a little confusing to some people, wouldn't you?
I can, yeah, and I can tell you it's no different than it's been for 15 years. It's just a little more magnified today.
Yeah, I guess because some people are saying why, and I don't blame them for saying why. I'm saying why too. I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense. So is the issue here whether or not you are a public entity? Are you viewing yourself as a public entity?
We are, yeah, and we've been, through the opinion of our state's attorney general, has indicated that we are a public entity. So
all right, so that's
been
settled.
We don't have a choice in that matter, yeah.
You're saying that the attorney general's actually ruled on that question?
Yeah, several years ago before I was working here at the association, yes.
One of our texters says, ask how they could be a public entity when they allow non-public schools to be members.
We are, our members are all volunteers, so voluntary membership, and we are open to all schools in our state.
Yeah, and the North Dakota High School Activities Association obviously has governance, for lack of a better term, I guess, over public and private schools all year long and scheduling and other things, right? I mean, your rules are adhered to during the games that these teams are playing in, correct?
Correct, yes.
And there's not an issue with them having a prayer during one of those regular season games.
Correct. And, they're the ones running the event, as I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, so when you say running the event.
They're sponsoring it. They scheduled it. They're the host school. They, whatever finances they receive, admission at the gate, they pay the workers, they hire the officials, et cetera, and it's no different at a playoff game where we send officials, we take care of finances and paying the workers and so on through our local tournament manager.
All right, Cole, waiting for you and also a text. Let me do the text quickly, and then we'll take a break and come back with the call. So you can pray, just not on the PA. Public, the public address is the deal breaker for the Supreme Court decision, right, Matt?
Correct, yeah, as I understand it. Again, I'm not an attorney, but that's what I've been told.
I mean, that specifically was the issue over the school that was the subject of the Supreme Court decision was the public address, right? So,
correct.
And by the way, there were prayers before and after the game at all the schools this weekend, just not over the PA. More with Matt Fetch after this timeout. Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA is your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters with everything you need for game day. Propane fill, just $10. Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizza, $5.99. PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Register weekly for your chance to win one of two $500 gift cards and a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer.
Helping America feel better.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
My friends at Sunbelt Business Brokers have an invite for you. They're sponsoring a webinar featuring the famous John Warlow, the author of Built to Sell and The Automatic Customer. The webinar is Thursday, November 18th, 9 a.m. It's just $49, and if you use the promo code FLAG50, you get 50% off. Go to myvaluebuilder.com, sign up for this webinar, Built to Sell, November 18th, $49, or with the FLAG50 code, 50% off. Here's the deal. It's time to get back to the reasons you started your business and create a company that's built to sell. During this action-packed presentation, John Warlow, five-time entrepreneur, author of the best-selling book, Built to Sell, Creating a Business That Can Thrive Without You, will show you how to structure your business, scale up the business, value your firm, drive up the value of your business, and accurately predict the performance of your company in the future so you can sleep well at night. Benchmark your company against the best of the best businesses anywhere. MyValueBuilder.com, promo code FLAG50 for 50% off this webinar, Thursday, November 18th. Don't miss it.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
PetroServe USA, home of the Hot Stuff Pizza, $4 for $4 special. Giving away $10,000 again, two $500 gift cards given away weekly. PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their Hot Stuff Pizza 4 for $4 deal. That's the personal Hot Stuff Pizza, 20-ounce salt and pop, two cookies, All day, every day. Great deal. PetroServe USA locations. They're also giving away a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer, and they have everything you need for tailgating. Bison home again this weekend, so time to get on out there. We're back on What's on Your Mind, 20 past 10, brought to you in part today as well by our friends at Cloverdale, where they are packing up the Big Flavor Tour and heading for Leavers in Devil's Lake. Be there Wednesday, Thursday, and then over to Valley City on Friday at Leavers locations. And they have the rope sausage, 1 pound pack, $3.78 on special this week. The ring bologna, 14 ounces for $3.78. The brats, 14 ounce packs for $2.78. Some great deals. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Welcome your calls, questions, or comments for our guest, Matt Fetch, who's with the North Dakota High School Activities Association, executive director there, talking about a flap that went quite viral this weekend. I think people just didn't see any sense in it. And what's interesting is it sounds like this has been the policy of the North Dakota High School Activities Association since the Supreme Court ruling about 15 years ago, and this weekend causing more of a stir than most. Is that right, Matt? That's what I guess I gleaned from your comments earlier, that there's really been no pushback against this prior to this particular weekend. Is that right?
Correct, and I don't know that there was any pushback to it this past weekend from our schools involved, but again, it's something to talk about today.
Yeah, I don't know if whether the schools are there or not. I have talked to a couple of school officials not happy with it, but I guess just explaining it as a decision that the high school association has imposed on them that they're choosing not to battle over. I didn't hear anybody jumping up and down and say, way to go, High School Activities Association. But certainly you can glean from anything in the way of a look at social media, and folks are not happy with it. They are pushing back against it. Margie Mandan, your question for Matt, go ahead.
Yes, this is just a quick one. I know that in the past at the basketball tournaments, when our Native American friends are part of the tournament, that they do their drums and have their headdress and stuff, which they consider a religious program. Is that going to be eliminated now? I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet, Matt. I can't answer off the top of my head because I said that inquiry has not come since I've worked here at the association. So it would, again, after legal consultation, they could better answer that.
Marge, appreciate the call. By the way, the example of what I'm talking about in the way of buzz online, a post yesterday, 7 in the morning, that Mark Armstrong put up was just a photo of the Kindred and St. Mary's kids after the game. And the message says, last night the North Dakota High School Activities Association said no public prayers before the game, so the kids from both schools knelt after the game. Thanks to the public school Kindred and St. Mary kids for showing up for God. Amen to you. 4,500 likes, 207 comments, and nearly 2,000 shares of that particular photo. This after the game. So a lot of folks buzzing about this. Scott and Amanda, go ahead. Your question for Matt.
Hi. Say, I just a couple of quick things. Real quick, you know, country was founded, you know, with God involved in almost everything, you know, in the Constitution. And I, as I understand it, there isn't an exact, just listening here today, there isn't an exact rule that it sounds like you can pin down that says, you know, that you can't do it. It's just the fear of what might happen in litigation. I knew Sherm Stilling real well, and I hope you do as good a job as him. He's an outstanding guy. I hope that somebody can just stand up at some point here, stand up, and I know it's risky, but stand up and say, you know what, we're going to do this. And I know that's a tough position. It's real tough, but we have to start standing up to that. And I don't know exactly how, but I want to hear you comment on that. And real quick, Scott, I appreciate your show. I love it. And I got a challenge for you. That caller earlier today, he said something about the Constitution. Do you think that with the platform you have, the most listened to radio station, would it be something that you could take just a little piece of the Constitution and just teach everybody about it? Use it as a platform to teach people about the Constitution. This is a challenge for you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's a challenge I accept. So, Scott, thank you for that. And How we do that, we got to figure it out. But I've heard it from enough people. We need to do it. Got to get back to it. Matt, what about his point to say stand up to this, challenge it? Would you be willing to do that at the association?
I'd be up to our board of directors, I guess, if they want to take that. I don't even know if legal battle is the correct term, but again, we work with legal counsel to make those kind of decisions.
Yeah, I guess it'd be more of a risk or an exposure, right? Because you'd be saying, "Hey, this is prayer at private schools that happen to host events in concert with us during the playoffs. They do this in the regular season. We're going to let them do it in the postseason." Because it really is different than what the Supreme Court decision was about. So it would take then somebody to challenge it and say, no, it's different. Daryl says, what a bunch of crap. These schools earned home field through the regular season and therefore won the right to host. The advantage of home field is still on private school property. This exact situation was not the challenge. Good old North Dakota Activities Association wanting ultimate control and selling out in a perceived fear, says Daryl. Matt, want to respond to that?
No, I don't have much to respond with, to be honest.
All right, so from your perspective, is this worth a look? Is this worth taking to the board of directors? Where do we go from here?
Like I said, regardless of what we think about it, we don't. It's law. We're told what to do here, and if something changes with that, we'd gladly follow it.
This weekend, this past weekend, another example, a listener just shared with me, there was a mass held following the Shanley-Dickinson game on Saturday in which the athletes and parents of both teams were invited to participate in and did. And so there's a lot of good that's coming out of this, too, where people
Absolutely.
Are just saying, let's just find this.
That's no different than previous years, like I mentioned.
And is that what they've done in previous years with a mass after?
Yeah, with prayers. Again, we're talking about a loudspeaker here, a PA system, and like I said, it is no different.
Yeah, and the picture I referenced earlier that was of the St. Mary's Kindred kids was, again, just a shot of the kids kneeling after the game. Not prohibited, not a problem. And, the mass, if you have the PA and the prayer before, maybe you don't have the mass after. So, again, there are some good things that can come out of it as well. I think people standing up for it. I think more than anything, people just want to say, hey, this is really crazy. This is think about it. It's okay during the regular season. It's not during the postgame. Don't tell me about a Supreme Court decision. Don't tell me about some rule. Just use some common sense. And I think that's what they're asking of your organization, Matt, what I hear loud and clear. And we'll see if others convey that. And maybe at some point you'll have a chance to bring that up with the board of directors. Thanks for the time today. Appreciate you joining us and giving us your perspective. Okay?
Take care.
Matt Fetch from the North Dakota High School Activities Association. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turned to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockItPocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Has it. Ladies and gentlemen, what am I talking about? Well, if the part you need, they've got it. In fact, Al Halverson up there in Minot travels about 90 miles in every direction, north, south, east, and west, going to repair shops and implement dealers and construction, you know, folks and offices. And he's going to make sure they have in their shop the parts they need from the good folks at Hedalls, right? That's what we're talking about. But also, I'm talking about Al Halverson and others like him at all the Hedalls locations throughout North Dakota, Montana, Minnesota, South Dakota, too. Great people. Really are. Wonderful folks that love working with people they've known for years and years and years. I guess Al's been there about 10 years. In the industry, nearly 40 years. And used to work on cars, just kind of giving that up now. His first car was a 58 Chevy. I said, would you still like to, you know, have had that 58? Nah, maybe a 57. But I could do it. 58 Impala. You paid $100 for it. How about that? Yeah, not bad at all. Loves being in Minot. Been up there since about 1980 out of Stanley, North Dakota. That's where he grew up. So, stop and see Al, or maybe Al will stop and see you. Bring you some of those Hedalls parts. Hedalls has it. Tell him Scott sent you. All right, let's see here. Somebody sent a note here saying, I'm not sure that Matt was enjoying the interview. Maybe you should ask him if he's irritated having to respond to this. Did he sound like he was irritated having to respond to my questions, Todd? I don't know if that was a fair characterization or not. I don't know. You be the judge. He answered the questions we asked. That's all we can ask, right? That's okay. Being awfully cautious there, Todd. You're just doing a and then disappearing on me.
Hey, I'll let folks judge, listen to the replay after 7 o'clock tonight on KPL.
There you go. Yeah, you can listen a little closer tonight. Not a bad idea. There, perfect.
Not as many distractions going on, and yeah, judge for yourself. I got thoughts, but I don't want to, you know, lead people into my conclusion. Draw yours.
I'll just say this about the whole situation. He's got a job to do. I'm glad he came on to answer to this and appreciate it. So I'm not going to put all this on him. I think folks in that position, in that line of work, I mean, they're running scared most of the time because of you know, some Supreme Court decision or some law or some, you know, somebody going to say boo and how high they have to jump.
That's just, they're in a thankless position. They can't possibly please everybody, and yet they're expected to. So.
But we as parents, all right, and or stakeholders in these events need to be heard. Don't just think, you know, oh, that's how it is. You know, I mean, get involved. And I think it's very obvious from social media. People see this as stupid, really stupid. Okay, and I think I'd love to see it challenged at the board level. But my point is, if you care about it, Don't just gripe on social media, on some blog, on some website, on some Facebook. Actually get involved. Send an email. Look into it. That would be my advice. Anyway, but I appreciate folks that brought it to our attention over the weekend. We got you some answers. All right, so let's spend a little time talking about results from a recent North Dakota State assessment that showed 46% of our students in North Dakota public schools were proficient in English and 40% in math. Kirsten Baszler is the state superintendent of public instruction. She has said both that she is pleased that we have now an honest assessment of North Dakota students, but also that a lot of work needs to be done, and joins us now on our Newsmaker line. Kirsten, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Scott.
Welcome back to the program. How's it going?
It's going well. Thanks. A bright, beautiful day in North Dakota, so I'm happy, and our kids are doing well in school and in class today, so it's a good day in North Dakota.
Exactly. So it's impossible to look at the reports on this and not say, uh-oh, right? This isn't good, because you have, less than 50%, 46 to be exact, proficient in English and only 40 in math. So is this a good indication of how our students are learning right now in the state?
I think it's an honest indication. I think it's an honest assessment, and I think it's the first time in our history that we've had this type of honest assessment come from our state assessment results. I think that's pretty clear when we talk about the alignment and the correlation that these results have with our NAEP, which is considered, the gold standard for, it's our nation's report card, and that's been in existence since, nearly three decades now. Before we weren't being really honest with parents, and let's face it, when we were saying that 70 to 80% of our students were ready, that they were proficient in math and English, yet 40% of our students were needing some sort of remediation class their first year of college, there's a gap there. And we were not being honest. We weren't really intervening when we should have and communicating with our parents and these students. Suddenly they went to their freshman year of college and they had a shock. And I don't think that was very responsible of us as an educational community. This is better alignment, and we are able to give more truer reflection of how our students are doing, so we can provide them the support when they need it, so they are successful, and we can reduce that remediation rate and save our parents and our students some money when they go to college.
So previously, how did that happen? How was it that it was not honest before? Was it sort of playing to the test and getting a nice number so we could all feel good about ourselves, or what? How did that happen?
There was some of that. There was absolutely some of that. Our cut scores, if you will, what it took for us to, the score that we determined that our students would need to get in order to get a proficient score was lower than it is. And we've raised that. And so that's part of it. We've determined that cut score, that proficient score was too low in the past, and it really wasn't accurately measuring how well our students were prepared to go on to the next grade or eventually college. So that's the first part of it. The second part of it is that we are measuring different things. We've raised the bar, but we're also measuring a whole host of different things. Previously, we were just measuring, content knowledge, and now this test is a whole new generation of assessments that our students are facing, and that's being able to apply the knowledge, apply that algorithm or that equation in a problem-solving way. So we're measuring critical thinking skills in ways that we've never, ever measured before. So we've raised the bar, and we are testing more realistic things that our students will need to be successful in their life after college, life after high school, whether it's college or career right away or military.
So is that the ultimate test that, you'd mentioned in the past? There was an honesty gap, and that was because the assessment scores showed between 70 and 80 proficient, but then 40% of the kids go to college and they need remedial courses. So
right.
Obviously there was a disconnect there. Is that the test we're striving for here? So they get to college and they're ready and there is not a need for the remedial?
Yes, that is certainly going to be one marker that we are going to use and need the measurement that we're going to need to keep our eye on. But there is, I do have to stress that this test measures their readiness in two specific subject areas, math and English. So it's measuring how ready they are for college in their knowledge and application of two subject areas. As you and I both know, there's a whole host of other skills that goes along with being prepared for college. There's time management, there's perseverance, there's grit, there's a whole host of things that really determine whether a student is ready to be successful after high school. This test, in math and English goes on to measure some of those things, those creative thinking skills, those critical thinking skills, and the collaboration and creativity. But we also have to make sure that our students are ready to be faced with challenging situations, fail, and then we all learn just as much from failure as we do from our successes. So let's press them. Let's really challenge them when they're in K-12. And then, because while they're still with us in K-12, we have the support and necessary systems in place that'll help them work through. And I think that has a lot to do with the success after high school as well.
So, how do you fix this? Is this just incrementally? You're gonna look and say, okay, well, we went from 46 to 50 and 40 to 45, so we're making progress. I mean, what's realistic here in the ultimate goal of matching up the proficiency in these core subjects so they're ready for college?
That's a great question, Scott. It is. This is our baseline, and you've heard me say that. I've mentioned that in other interviews, but this is a good baseline. And from here, we need to be looking to make sure that we move from 46% that are proficient in English and 40% that are proficient in math. We need to see gains and growth in all of our students across the state of North Dakota each year. One thing that I know I have realized and we're putting more efforts into is our teachers need to be provided the professional development and the support that they need. This is a completely different way of teaching than ever been done before. Students simply were, for lack of a better phrase, we just asked them and expected them to regurgitate knowledge. And that's the model that public education has been for decades. And the fact of the matter is that's not serving our 21st century students very well. The world is no longer rewarding our young people for what they know. Google knows everything, Scott. Our task now as public education, public educators, is to have our students use what they know, because the world is rewarding them for what they can do with what they know. That's what the engineering professions are all about. That's what our innovators and our entrepreneur college up at the UND Center for Innovation, they need to know what they need to know and then apply that to problems and situations that aren't even in existence today. So our teachers are asking to be to teach in a different way. There's an app out there, Scott. It's called PhotoMath, and it's a free download from the internet. You put it on your mobile device. You take a picture of a calculus problem or an algebraic problem. You ask it to solve for it. You make sure you tell the app what you want to solve for, and within less than 3 seconds, that PhotoMath app will give you not only the correct answer, but all of the steps to get there. And that's free. I wish I had it when I was in college taking calculus.
I was just going to say, where was that gizmo when I was? But right. Your point is you learn nothing from using that.
Right, exactly. And so simply to memorize the steps of how to solve a calculus problem or an algebra problem, that's no longer valuable in our society. It's no longer valuable in 21st century. Our students still need to know how to do that and solve for X and solve for Y, but more importantly, they need to know when and where to apply the correct equation and how to set it up so they can apply and solve the problems, and when they are faced with a situation or a question, that they know exactly how to set that up on their own and which equation, which algorithm that they need to use.
Very interesting. We're going to take a short break here and wrap up our conversation with Kirsten Basil in a moment. We have a Facebook question. Others welcome as well on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. If you do have a question or comment at 800-280-0550. And then I know you just wrapped up a press conference, which have some survey results that parents are going to want to pay a little special attention to. We'll give Kirsten a chance to talk about that in the few minutes that we have remaining after a short timeout. So stick around. We'll do that more as we continue on What's On Your Mind after a short timeout, brought to you in part today by our friends in Jamestown, one of our top 10 towns, the Jamestown Stutzman Development Corporation, Jamestown Jamesburg Commerce, University of Jamestown, Hugo's, Zimmerman's Furniture, Grizzly's Bar and Grill, and UTC Aerospace Systems. More coming up after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our futures. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
PetroServe USA is celebrating Bison football. Come on in to any PetroServe USA location and register to win your share of $10,000 in cash. That's right. Two $500 gift cards are given away every single week at a PetroServe USA location near you. Your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters. With everything you need for game day, get the best deal in town on propane fills. There's Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizzas just $5.99. PetroServe USA is also home to the 4-for-4 special, where you get four items, a hot stuffed personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, and two cookies, all for only $4. 4-for-4 all day, every day, at a PetroServe USA location. And that Bison apparel, it's the best of the best, and at an incredible deal at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come on in, stock up for tailgating, load up on the Bison gear, and get yourself registered, too, at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. And go Bison!
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Great career opportunity. $35 an hour sounds like a good career opportunity to you with a company that's been around since the 40s in Minnesota, now the largest tank trailer manufacturer in the country. I'm talking about Polar Service Center. That's right, Polar Service Center. They have locations in Kildare, expanding to Williston, Billings as well, and they're looking for technicians, parts representatives, and service writers. And the positions for technicians pay up to $35 an hour, include, by the way, housing. And Kildare, there's actually a town home you can live in or get a housing allowance, your choice. So great way to go. If you're interested, call Jerry at Polar Service Center right now. Actually, Terry with a T, 507-696-1164, 507-696-1164. 800-696-1164. Go to PolarServiceCenters.com and click the career link. More with Kirsten Baszler, the state superintendent of public instruction in North Dakota. Emailer, actually on Facebook, Dawn, says the real problem is in the system which values the scores on wildly inappropriate assessments more than teaching students in a meaningful and research-based manner. She cites the story of a Polk County public school teacher, special education teacher, that resigned recently, saying that, you know, that too much is required of teachers, and, you know, disciplinary action if they decide their students need a five-minute break is routine. And are teachers pushing back against the amount of assessments that are going on these days, Kirsten?
You know, Scott, it's unfortunate when I hear stories like that, too. Polk County obviously isn't a county in North Dakota. I would hope that we wouldn't have something, such a punitive school system. So much is decided locally by local school board members who are elected in their communities and administrators that they hire, that there wouldn't be disciplinary actions for a student or for a teacher who is making a professional judgment call about what their students need. I would hope that we're not at that point in North Dakota. But to answer the question about is there pushback, there has been concern among all my colleagues. As you know, I was in the public education system both as a teacher and a vice principal and an elected school board president for 24 years. There's been concern since the most recent reauthorization of ESEA, when it became nicknamed No Child Left Behind, about the focus and the overemphasis on testing and how much standardization of testing we do. The educational community has been having those concerns and those conversations for many, many years. I'm really pleased to say that in June, when I put together the assessment task force, that has been a mission and a goal of this assessment task force that I'm leading, because I too believe that we do have, there's a potential that we may be spending too much time on assessments that really don't give us information that are valuable to us. We may be giving assessments that are duplicative of each other. We just completed a survey which has some incredible, interesting results. What we found is we surveyed all 179 of our school districts in the state of North Dakota, knowing that the only test that's required by the federal government is the state assessment in math, English at grades 3 through 8 and 11, and in science at 4, 8, and 11. So that's the only test that's required by our federal government. And then, of course, the state of North Dakota also requires that our 11th graders take the ACT test at 11th grade and also one formative test. So really on the state level, there's only two. We knew that our school districts were giving many, many more assessments than that, but those are local decisions. And we wanted to get a handle on that and about how many are each of our school districts, how many tests are being given to our students at what grade level, and how much time is this taking. On a statewide aggregate level, we found that our students are spending about 0.96% of their school year, of their school career, taking a standardized test, taking all of the standardized tests. So not a lot of time is being spent, but I don't think we should be measuring just time. Any time that we are giving our students a test and it's not valuable to us and it's not giving us good information, that's too much time spent. So that's what our assessment task force and what the Department of Public Instruction, that's what I'm focusing on right now, to make sure that we have a balanced system of assessments and we're not having our students or our teachers do things that they don't need to be doing and aren't giving us a benefit or return on investment.
All right, just a short time left. Another question from Barb, and then I want to talk about the news today. Barb says, what percent of students opted out of the state smarter balanced assessment, and what are your comments on teachers spending too much time teaching to the test? I guess you addressed the last one in your previous comment, but what about the percentage of students opting out?
We expected and we asked, there were over 56,000 students that were supposed to take the test, that were asked to take the test. Of those 56,000 students that were of the age level and required by law, we had just over 400 students whose parents opted them out.
All right. And tell me quickly what happened today at 9. Some alarming information, especially on the suicide statistics that you put out there today.
Right. We had a press conference this morning about the youth risk behavior survey that is given voluntarily, or students take it voluntarily, made a decision, they and their parents make that decision. And the results that we received back, there were some encouraging results. You know, we're celebrating the fact that our students are using tobacco less. They're smoking less. They're using smokeless tobacco less. They're binge drinking less. They are texting and driving less, and they're making choices to wear their seatbelt more often and choosing not to drink and drive and not ride with someone who's been driving, who's been drinking in a, as a passenger. So those are things to celebrate. But the discouraging, the concerning trend is that we're seeing a difference. We're seeing an increase in the number of students who have thought about suicide, who have reported that they are feeling sad or hopeless more than once in the week. So we're seeing those trends of mental health wellness,
yeah,
and illness being on the increase.
Hopefully, a reason for all of us to pay a little closer attention and a bit of a wake up call. Glad you put that out there. Yeah. Thanks for the time today. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
You as well. We're out of time, folks. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. God bless you. Bye bye.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turned to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or will you forget?
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.